Hello and good morning. I am so excited to have you join in with me today to my first podcast. I'm going to say it anyway. We are not defined by what we have been through. So we're going to talk about today about how our past does not define who we are, but it is a building block to where we want to go and who we want to be. So yes, I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit about my story and in hopes that I can enlighten you and help motivate you to do what it is that you are destined to do. Girl bosses kicking butt and living to our potential. That's what we all strive for. So let me introduce myself. My name is Malisha Watson and I am the owner of Boss Chic Designs and I help create custom branded merchandise for fierce girl bosses looking for that extra visibility in their business. So a little bit about my story. I started my business while I was homeless, in poverty, and broke. Yes, I was really going through it. I was homeless for about 2 years, and I was stuck in poverty on a one-month income, barely making ends meet, barely been able to lift my head in confidence and being beat down. But I had a desire inside of me to be more than I was and be more than my circumstances was. So what did I do? I did not waddle and then I did not go into pity mode. I got myself up and I started investing in me by investing in knowledge. I started listening to people over the internet. I started realizing that there are a lot of people who was facing challenges and that found a way to fight through all the garbage and all that heavy load and still managed to pull themselves out. So what did I do? I started my first business with only $50, and that was a loan from my mom. Yes, 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 I know, a loan from my mom. I started out with Boss Chic Crate, which was a monthly subscription box for women. So I would compile items for business like journals and planners and pens and different things that would help women, inspire them and encourage them to go for their dreams and help them in their business. These are a lot of things that I wish I had had. I wish I had that someone that was there to give me that boost, you know, to motivate me, to talk to me, to believe in me. But that showed me that I had to learn to believe in myself. You know, we can go through a lot of things in life, and so many times we want to blame others and we want to feel sorry for ourselves. But that's be realistic. That's not going to get us out of our situation. That's not going to uplift us, and it's definitely not going to help us grow. So I started Boss Chic Crate, and at my surprise, my first 3 sales, yes, I was ecstatic. It wasn't a lot. My boxes was only $25. But the fact that I started something that someone believed in and gave me a chance gave me a deeper motivation, and it encouraged not only me, it encouraged my heart, it encouraged my soul, and it encouraged me to be more and to fight harder and say, you know what, Leisha, you can do this. I use Leisha because that's what everybody calls me for short. So I, you know, began to evolve more and more. And I evolved from Boss Chic Crate, and I started making connection with other girl bosses and women entrepreneurs. They started sending me their products, and I was including their products into my monthly subscription boxes. And oh, I met some wonderful women, some wonderful girl bosses who was out here really kicking butt and really becoming successful in what they wanted to do. And I wanted to be one of those women. I didn't want to be them, but I wanted to evolve into me. I wanted to be that fierce girl boss, someone that I could look up to and look at in the mirror and be proud of. You know, working my way step by step, learning to educate myself, learning to connect, and learning to build something that I could be proud of and that my daughters could be proud of their mother. So, I was raised in a middle class family, but as you get older in adulthood, you have to find your way. Life happened. I ended up homeless. I ended up fighting depression. I ended up just basically poor and stuck in poverty. I'm not ashamed to say it because you know what? That doesn't define me, but it motivates me. And what do I mean by that? It motivates me to fight, to run, to jump over those hurdles. Has it been easy? Oh my God, no. Has it been hard? Oh yes. Have I had triumphs? Yes, I have. Whoop, whoop. And have I had bad days? Oh my God, I wanted to give up so many times. But I did it. And see, it all deals with that mindset and what you really want. You have to fight for what you want. Nothing comes easy. And I got a new ebook coming out called Girl Bossing Ain't Easy, The Good, Bad, and The Girl Buy. The Girl Buy means all the excuses that we come up with, all the reasons why we can't do something, all the reasons why people don't believe in us. You have to believe into yourself, because once you change that mentality, you're going to lose family. You're going to lose friends, and people are going to try to not encourage you and not believe in you. But see, that's where you come, where your motivation and that mind kicks in for you to say, you know what? They said I can't, but oh, yes, I can. You know, so I, you know, started Boss Chic Creative, and I was happy with it, but then I evolved into Boss Chic Designs because I loved being able to create products for girl bosses with words that inspired, that motivated, and that uplifted. So that's how Boss Chic Designs was born. Am I making six figures? Was I making six figures? Of course not. I had income coming in, but I had my highs and I had my lows. But one thing through the process I learned, I still had to battle with my self-doubt. Even though I had growth and I had grown at one point where I was down on myself, I still was transitioning into, I say, womanhood, into a responsible woman. Because let's face it, with life and becoming an adult, you're going to fight all kind of challenges. You're going to go with those ups and downs. You're going to have heartbreak. You're going to have those days where you want to give up. But as a mother and woman, we don't have that time and that space and that privilege and honor to just sit there and waddle and give up and not try. Why? Because life continues to go on. And when you have kids and you have a family to raise and to provide for, you don't have that pleasure. So in that, I had to learn to think differently. I had to surround myself with people who were going places, who wanted to have something out of life, who were living to build a legacy for themselves and their family. And let me tell you something. As you're on this journey into entrepreneurship and on this journey to being a mother, a wife, provider, whatever it is you want to be in life, you're gonna have to fight that mind. Because you know what? It will tell you that you're not worthy. It will tell you that you cannot have these things. It will tell you that you're not going to succeed. But you know what I tell that man? Oh, yes, I will. You know what I'm saying, ladies. So why is it that we allow our mind to defeat us? Why? Ask yourself this question. Why am I feeling sorry for myself? Why am I allowing myself to be beat down and defeated by my own thoughts? We are our worst enemy. If no one in this world believes in you, you have to believe in yourself. Prove yourself wrong. It's not about proving others wrong. Prove yourself wrong that you are worthy and that you can do this. If you can become a wife and a mother and work in society and make a home for your family, you can do anything. Because the hardest job out here is being a mother. And that is the closest job. So if you can be a mother, there is really nothing that you can't do. Women, we are strong. We are a lot stronger than men. We are a lot stronger because we are the backbone to our families. So we have to, you know, take that initiative to help our mind grow. Stimulate it. Enhance it. Multiply your thoughts with positivity. Use those affirmations, but don't just say affirmations, but apply them to your life. Write down those goals. Write down that that time span that you give yourself, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Write down your failures. Write down your success. Write down your triumphs. And write down your obstacles and battles that you're fighting. And learn how to deal with them accordingly. Learn to deal with your mind and your thoughts accordingly. Take a moment and take a piece of paper. Write down for one day, write down all the thoughts that come through your mind. I don't care if they're good, bad, whatever they are. Write down everything that comes to your mind. And at the end of the day, before you go to bed, look back at all the things that your mind have thought or felt. And put the negative on one side, put the positive on one side, put the hurting pain in another category. And see which one outweighs each other. Is it more positive thoughts? Is it more evil thoughts or hurtful thoughts? Is it more self-doubt or depression? Realize when you look at that, realize what you see on that paper is who you are. Those thoughts can become you. You can become what you feel. You can become what you see. You can become what you're thinking. So that's why changing your thoughts, changing your mindset is so important. But you also need to have that meditation and that prayer in your life. You need to acknowledge that you have those fears, acknowledge that you have those doubts, acknowledge that you have that moment where you need clarity. Only you know these things. No one can help you unless you help yourself. So, in that, let that be your first assignment. Write down your thoughts for the week, or write down for the day. And at the end of the day, when you wind down for the night, pull that paper out and say, so this is what I think and feel throughout the day. Sometimes we think so much we're not aware, but if we learn to write down what our thoughts are and what we feel and our fears and our hurts and pains and our struggles, it can help us a lot, because then we begin to see where our mind is, where our heart is, and what we are feeling. And no one wants to feel defeated. We want to always feel like we're on top of the world. But let's face it, this is life. This is the real world. You're not going to always be on top. You're not going to always be at the bottom. Look at me. I was homeless, and I'm still building and transitioning my life every single day and every single moment. I still have those moments where doubt tries to kick in. I still have those moments where depression tries to kick in. I still have those moments where I feel like I'm worthy and I'm not going to reach that initial goal. But the one thing I don't do, I don't waddle in it, and I don't accept defeat. I fight because I am a survivor. I am a fighter, and so are you. No man, no woman can tell me what I cannot be or what I cannot have, because I am the only person that has that control that can either make myself fall or lift myself up with God's help. See, we are in control when it comes to doing things in the natural. So if you fail, it's because you're not trying. If you fail, it's because you're not putting your best foot forward and you are not putting your whole heart into whatever it is that you're trying to do. So if you don't succeed, don't blame others. Blame yourself. Because if you can't ever succeed if you never try. You can't succeed if you don't continue to grow. You can't succeed if you don't educate yourself. Read. Listen to other women. Get advice, not from people that are not doing it, but get advice from people who are really building and growing. Get around positive people. And if you have to listen to some podcasts or listen to some audio books or read to get that encouragement and knowledge that you need, then so be it. Do what you have to do for you. But don't just sit there and do nothing. Grow, baby, grow. Like I said, I'm going to say it anyway. So do what you have to do for you, because it's only you who can make yourself fail. So if you don't achieve what it is you set forth for yourself, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I holding myself back? Am I the cause and the reason that I'm not growing and progressing? Am I the reason that I can't seem to get a hold of reality, or I cannot stick to one thing and accomplish it? You have to get serious and get real with yourself. You don't have to tell anyone what it is that you battle, but you have to be truthful and honest to yourself. Because if you're not honest with yourself, you can't be honest with anyone else. So take it from a homeless girl turned girl boss, entrepreneur, blogger. Honey, I was homeless. I was on food stamps at one time. Social Security, 1 month check, barely making ends meet, could barely feed my kids, could barely pay my bills. I was down at the bottom, looking up. I didn't continue to look at the bottom because I was at the bottom. I looked up because there was something up there I was looking forward to. A new life and a new beginning. So where are you looking? Don't look on the side of you. Don't look at other people and envy their life. Look at yours. And envision your life. Envision what it is that you want to be. And that you want to have. We have one life to live. Let's live it to the fullest. This has been Melisha Watson, my podcast, I'm going to say it anyway, where your life does not define who you want to be. It only motivates you. Good morning. And happy Thursday. This is Melisha Watson of Boss Chic Designs. I am coming to you today just briefly, straight to the point, to talk about what I think needs to be said. So many of us are feeling intimidated and by what we see on social media from other business owners. We're feeling like they are at a certain place or at a certain plateau, and we're not there. And somehow we tend to feel defeated. We feel like, why haven't we got there? You know, what am I doing wrong? Let me tell you something about social media. Social media is one of the largest platforms we know in the world. And you can be whoever you want to be behind that computer, behind that phone, and on social media. So let me tell you something. A lot of people are living this facade of a life. Everything that you see on the internet or on social media is not exactly what it is. So we need to learn that a lot of times if you see someone wearing those nice clothes, toting those designer bags, wearing those designer shoes, or taking pictures in front of that BMWs or those Mercedeses, realize that sometimes it's not what it seems. Some people are feeding you this smoke dream and illusion of what they want to be themselves. So you look at that person and say, oh my God, they're leveling up. They're really blessed. They're doing big things. And in reality, that car they're sitting on doesn't even belong to them. The clothes they're wearing may not be authentic. And a lot of people wear those clothes and can barely pay their rent. So let me tell you something. One thing about social media and portraying to be something that you're not. Remember one key fact. Someone knows you. Someone knows that you're not living large. Someone knows that you are not this big entrepreneur or balling the way you portray on the internet. And those of us that see those people and feel like we are not leveling up or feel like we are a failure, stop it. Don't be fooled by the facade. Take your hand and fan that smoke away from in front of your eyes. Because what you see is not always what it is. We have to learn that whatever is for us is going to come. Whatever God has for you or has for me, it will be. As long as you're being authentic. See, that's what it all comes down to. Being real and being who you are and who you are meant to be. It doesn't matter what another person is doing. take your eyes off of other people and keep the eye on the prize, which is your ideal goal. As long as you're working honestly and authentically to reach your goals, you'll get there, darling. So let's not let social media deter us or get us in a depressed mode or cause us to start beating ourselves up because we feel that we have not reached a certain plateau that others have. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people may be in that position, but believe me, they've worked hard and put in that time and put in that work to achieve these goals. But most people who are just starting out and building these businesses, they want you to feel like they're doing big and bad things. And something else you need to realize. Just because you see somebody wearing designer clothes, driving a nice car, toting that designer bag, that does not make them better than you. That does not make them above you. Because look at it like this. Once you buy something designer, the value goes down and it brings you no substance. Those are materialistic things that will soon fade away, soon go out of style. So what you're trying to do and need to concentrate on is, I am going to build me a honest, authentic brand and a business that I am proud of. I'm going to live in my truth. I'm going to be truthful. And I am going to be proud of the steps and the progress that I am making in my life and in my business. This facade of what you see on the internet is just what it is. It is a joke because people know you when you're posting those things. They know that's not you. They know that you don't have these things. So when you look at those people and be envious of them, you're only envying dishonesty, untruth, and the fake. You know, all this smoke and all this facade, this make-believe life that people give you, they're feeding you an illusion. And in that illusion, you're looking at it and you're causing your own self to feel bad and thinking negatively of your own business, of your own brand, and of your own self. And why? We as women, we are strong women. See, I live in my truth. I don't need to put a facade up for anyone. Because as long as you're living in your truth and you're sharing your truth to help someone else, and you're going to be blessed. Because why? You don't need to put on a show. You know, people are not in Hollywood, but they're playing many parts in their life. But they're not getting paid for it. So, you know, a lot of us are actresses on social media. We're actors on social media. We're acting because we are not being paid for the role that we're playing. So, what can you do to make yourself and to know that you're doing the best that you are and the best that you can is to continue to work hard. Continue to set those goals and crush them. Continue to be motivated, stay inspired, keep yourself educated, read, get the knowledge that you need, and continue to put 1,000% into what you are doing. See, while they're putting on a facade, you're building up an empire and a business of truth, and you're building that solid foundation so that when you get there, you don't need to boast. You don't need to brag and you don't need to fake it. Like they said, fake it till you make it. No, ma'am. Don't fake it. Because see, some people know you're faking. People relate to people. They relate to truth. They relate to authenticity. And they relate to being honest. They relate to normal people. And everybody in the world is not rich. Some may live well. We have millionaires. But a lot of us are working hard to try to reach that initial goal where we can have financial freedom, where we can be women that are able to take care of our families. Some of us come from backgrounds where we're on Section 8, food stamps, homelessness, abuse. That shows you that we're survivors. So if we can survive all these things and fight through that, why can't we fight harder to achieve that goal of success? See, it's in you. You just have to pull it out. See, being strong and fighters and survivors are in women's DNA in our bloodline. It has been from way back in times. So don't be so caught up on the materialistic things that you see people have. Because what does that do? It doesn't bring them value. It doesn't bring you value. To be worried and concentrate on what they're doing, the more you concentrate on them and say, why not me? It's time you're losing and ground that you're losing to perform and to get to your initial goal. So, like I said, you know, I just want to keep it brief. Don't be fooled, like I said, about the facade and the show and the actresses that you see here on social media, because that's exactly what they are. They're not being paid for their parts, but they're feeding you something to make you, to make them feel big about themselves. But believe me, when they post those pictures and they go home at night, they know that's not their lives. And the people that know them know they're phony. So don't be fooled by the fake, phony facade and actor and actresses that you see here on social media. Continue to be you. Continue to be strong. Continue to be independent. Continue to be authentic. Continue to be honest. And once again, continue to be you. Don't be ashamed of who you are. Don't be ashamed of where you come from. I see where you come from is not who you are. That is just a stepping stone of lessons and a blueprint to help you build your life on a stronger foundation so that you can stand tall and strong. See, my life is a mixture of things. I come from a mixture of things, which is hurt, pain, homelessness. I come from fighting, surviving. And see, all those things that are wrapped up in that package can make a mighty fist and a mighty blow. Because see, I stand tall. I stand here today because I fought. And I don't look at what other people got. When you see a girl boss or a woman entrepreneur winning, congratulate them. And know that you're going to get there. Because believe me, when people are winning, don't forget, there are struggles behind those wins. There is heartache behind those wins. Do not be fooled by the hype. Do not be fooled by the facade and the smoke dream that people are feeding you. Worry about you. Concentrate on your wonderful self. You are amazing. You are a fiery, amazing woman that has the ability and the strength and power to be whatever it is you want to be and is meant to be in this life. Let no woman, no man, no one deter you from that. Because no amount of money can take your self-respect and dignity and the authentic person that you are. So I want you to marinate that on that a little bit. So don't be so focused, because as long as you're looking at on the right of you and the left of you and behind you, you can't see what's in front of you, which is your success and your goal and your achievements. So I hope that you got something from what I'm saying. I didn't want to make it long, but I just wanted to come and inspire you and encourage you and motivate you to keep fighting, my sister. You got this. You are meant to be great. And if you fail, it's because of you. It's because of your negative thinking. You're not pushing hard enough. You're not fighting, and you don't think you're worthy. But I'm here to tell you are 1,000% worthy of whatever it is that you want out of this life. So go through it. Go through the heartbreak. Go through the heartache. Go through the sleepless nights. Go through the migraines. Go through the worry and the stress to achieve greatness. Even a diamond goes through the fire and go through so much until they are made perfect. Practice make perfect, baby. So, love yourself and know that you are enough and you are authentic and you will get there. Have a wonderful day and keep bossing up. But remember, girl bossing ain't easy.